Get this onto
it. It's Bill. He ain't got any of that damn money. He ain't got no woman either. April 24th, 2009er. I have not pod faded. Little bit of your morning radio here. It's a nice day today. It's supposed to get up into the 70s or 80s today, and it's just a good day. Gonna have a little bit of breakfast with you this morning. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning, about 10 after, on my way into work. So, a little bit of biscuit going on here. I'm going to talk about my church people. Okay. No, back that up. Number one, flaky people in the world. Top three. Musicians, church people, human resources people. Podcast. For the church, set up the web thing, you know, and, well, they were talking about switching over to a different server and things like that. I was like, alright, cool, yeah, just let me know if it's my, depending on which program you're going to use or which platform you're going to use. You know, it's going to make a difference on what the podcast is going to look like. So, anyways, I get them set up on the Microsoft server. Everything's set up, ready to go. Looking good. Everything's cool. Let's go. And nothing dial tone. Email them again in February. Nothing dial tone. March. I don't know. They'll do it or not. I think it's dead. You do it. Nothing dial tone. Go figure. Pod I got here. I bought a refurbished one in 2007, I think it was, March. So it's 2009. It's 2 years old. I determined the battery was shot. It wouldn't hold a charge very long. I went and ordered a battery. Very cool. I think I bought it off of eBay. Something like that. Fairly cheap, $7-$8. Sent me the tools there that he used to do that. Some plastic tools so you don't damage it. Got the back off, got the battery removed. They use some really sticky stuff to hold that battery in there. So if you're doing this, take your time on getting that battery out, or else you could distort or twist your very, very small connector. Went together very nice. And, hey, I got a new battery, so I'm trying it out with the iTalk here. I think it's a Griffin product. What do I got here? Recording. I don't know if that's when the pod, when the hard drive spins up or what, but, anyway. Hey, I'm in the market for a new vehicle, a cheap vehicle, an old vehicle. Something that'll get me from point A to point B without come up with a runny nose, so to speak. The power steering fluid is leaking out of the rack. I called the shop, told them what was going on. They're like, well, that fluid. So that's what I've been doing. I need an oil change. I'm 1,000 over. Last time I got that oil change had to be like September, October. I think it was September. So I'm like way overdue for an oil change. I'm finally approaching 1,000 over right now as we speak. I may have to put the vintage Acura out to pasture. You know what? Still a very good car. I get great gas mileage in town. Does still work, which is, you know, always a plus. I have a car with an air conditioner that works. So. Otherwise, for now, my wife's an official soccer mom. I don't know how she feels about that. I am itching to travel, but I am itching to travel. By the sea, it's pretty cool. So, it's fun work, it's nerve wracking work, it's herding the cats type work, sometimes telling people to shut up kind of work. Heebie-jeebie tattoo. Now that is something I have not known, and that's the first time I've ever seen that. We have a counseling center, an empty suite, heebie-jeebie tattoo, diamond mortgage company, and Andy's shoe, and a pizza place. A little quick shop called Georgetown Medical, whatever that means. I don't know if that is a, medical clinic or what. Heading up the old 50th Street here, 50th and Frederick. That wasn't too long ago, a week or so ago, I can't remember if it was the neighbors, some brilliant folks there, if it was the people that were living in the house that were doing this activity and realized, hey, it kind of smells funny. Junior, didn't think Junior had a meth lab boiling down in the basement or whatever. Interesting, interesting. land gutters, BBB, of the house. And, wife got all excited about it, called a roofer, and within about a week we got a new roof put on. So insurance paid for it. I'm hooked. Hey, we got a new roof.
That's cool. You hear that?
That was the old power steering grinding away there without any fluid. Hell or so, maybe 2-3 weeks, the good old Berkshire Hathaway getaway in Omaha, when all the folks that have money invested in Berkshire like to come to Omaha and play with Warren. Something I've been thinking about. There's a car I want to get. Anybody know anything about the Honda Element? I think that's what it is, the Element. The funny looking thing. Suicide door. Hey, that would put me 12 years ahead of where I'm at today in cars. Cars, I was probably done in 02. So it's about 8 years old. Brother. I mean, really, really need to get that fixed. Or ditch this car. You think I should do it myself? I could buy the part myself for about $350, but is it something you just bolt on, or is it something that's a little more involved, you know what I mean? I need like a girlfriend with a mechanic boyfriend or something, you know what I mean?
Hey, can you fix my car? It's broken.
Approach here. I'm gonna probably turn you loose here. Gonna do my daily download. Maybe brew up some coffee. I finally got an office at work. Isn't that great? No more sitting next to the old baloney lady. I don't know if I told you about the baloney lady, but around Christmas time, she had like one of them Hillshire Farm 4-pound sausage desk right on the mouse pad. And she talks about her involvement with. I don't want to tangle with. Oh, look at this. Must be a bunch of people off work today. Well, listen to that baby grind. I'm going to get some looks here, maybe. A nice looking lady there in a dress. I'm going to run her over. Come on, honey. Make those heels work. There's Mimi. This dude's going to hit me. Oh, come on, power steering. So, I'm going to go ahead and just shut her down and talk to you later. I did not pod fade.